Yes, the gospel goes beyond Judea. But you know what? Paul goes to a place right on the edge of Asia, and he's blocked, not able to go. And then there's a man from Macedonia who says, don't go over here either. He goes 3 months without making any connections, Paul does. Yes, the gospel reaches non-Jews. But guess what? That didn't sit well with a lot of the Jewish Christians. They were angry. Reaching out meant that their own traditions would have to be perhaps set aside. It caused conflict. And yes, there's teamwork and there's strategy and there's decisions that are made. But there's just as many disagreements and splits. Paul and his good friend Barnabas go their separate ways. You see, the book of Acts is about a bunch of Christians who were willing to try again after a failed attempt with the help of a voice that was on their side. I want to repeat that. The book of Acts is about this. A bunch of Christians willing to try again after a bunch of failed chances. It's interesting how the Holy Spirit is described here in Acts chapter 2. We sang about it, the choir did a great job singing about it in these details. In verse 2, it talks about the Holy Spirit being a wind, a mighty wind, filling the room. That's powerful, I like that. Then in verse 3, it talks about a fire. That's pretty cool, I like fire. It looks like something amazing is happening. The thing that brings those two descriptors of this event together is this. Both wind and fire are kind of untamable. They're hard to control. They just go where they want to go. Do you feel that way with the Holy Spirit in your life? It's a fire? That it's a wind? That's untamable, this sort of thing. I think too often we don't think that. I don't think we think that. I spoke with a man a couple months ago, a seasoned Christian, great man, from a different church. And the man said this to me, Jeremy, I've been trying to invite people to church for 10 years. Lives in a small community, about the size of Philomath. Jeremy, I decided to do something about it. I went to probably 500 homes and invited people to my church. Wow, that's impressive. But then he came to this conclusion. Nobody came to our church. That's what he said. A wind, a fire, how's that possible? Met a mother. About a month ago, she said this, I've given up asking my adult children to attend church. I've asked too often, and I've just given up. There's no hope. Untamed fire and wind, and this is happening? Hear this. I just want to lay the statistic out here today. I want you to think about this. Did you know this? 82% of people that are unchurched are somewhat likely to accept your invitation to church. Do you believe that? That's the research. 82% unchurched. These are people that are not raised in the church. These are people that don't have any background to the church. 82% are somewhat likely to accept your invitation to church. The percentage of Christians that actually invite an unchurched person to church each year, guess what that percentage is? 2%. We're not asking. We're not inviting. The Spirit is untamed. Fire and wind, but we don't think it. Here's the thing. Lex never gave up. He went on. Paul never gave up when he was blocked in Asia, when he saw the man of Macedonia. Paul didn't give up when he split with Barnabas. He kept on going, and we continue to keep on going. Not because the power and strength resides within, but because that friend is there. And he will be with us no matter where we go. He'll go to the very end and he calls out to us, fly, fly, fly. and we go. Because he will lead us and guide us to where we need to be. Jumping, knowing where we're going to land, that's easy. That's easy. Everyone can do that. Jumping, not knowing where we're going to land, is hard. But don't give up. Keep doing it. Because the Lord has given the Holy Spirit to guide and direct us to where we need to land. Amen.